the most established and powerful association of Arab countries, with 22 member states from Algeria to Yemen, has released a statement on Sunday's elections. It called the Iraqi vote a, quote, important step. Amir Moussa is Secretary General of the Arab League, and he joins us from Houston. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
What are the prospects for help from Iraq's neighbors in the Arab world?
This depends on the results of elections. So what we need is the reconciliation process that brings in all Iraqi groups, all Iraqi different walks of life.
Now, when the Arab League calls for a process of reconciliation, is that a call to insurgents to stop fighting?
No. The insurgents is a different story. We are talking to the Iraqi people who have a stake in whatever happens in Iraq. The moment is ripe for Iraqis to move from any kind of violence to political opposition according to the democratic system. I happen to believe, in all honesty, that to allow any friction between people because they are Muslims or Christians, Arabs or Kurds, Shia or Sunnah, is something that has to come to an end.
Now, understanding that you've just said that, you know, you have to wait until the vote is counted and you really see what you're looking at in the way of a government.
Right.
But let me just ask you this. Surely the Arab League has had discussions about the possible outcomes. Specifically, what has been talked about as possible options? Money coming in and actually rebuilding, staying out? What particular things have been talked about?
All those issues I've mentioned as headlines on a long list of issues needed to tackle. The best way is to hear what the Iraqis want from their neighbors or from their brethren in the Arab world or from the international community.
President Bush has said that democracy in Iraq will bring democracy elsewhere in the region. Jordan's King Abdullah came close to saying that in the wake of the vote. He was quoted as saying, people are waking up. Leaders in the Arab world understand that they have to push reform forward, and I don't think there's any looking back. Do you agree?
Yes, I believe that we shouldn't look back. We should move ahead through democracy. But I want to warn you that the elections in Iraq is but part of the Iraqi scene and the Iraqi problem, and we're trying to solve the problems in Iraq. It's not a showcase. It is a step that has to be taken in order to redress the situation and the balance in Iraq. The situation in Iraq is still a dangerous one. We hope that the elections will have the positive effect on the future of Iraq, and this is the role that the elections should play, not as a showcase, but as an element in solving the Iraqi problem.
Does the big turnout, the apparently big turnout in this election, change in any way how the Arab world views the U.S. policy in Iraq?
You see, to discuss the U.S. policy in Iraq, we'll have to get back to the past. Now, I propose a different approach. Let us work together from now on, regardless of the positions taken in the past.
Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you, Renee.
Amir Moussa is Secretary General of the Arab League.